Good morning, Masechet Erechin Daf Kaftet, and this year has been broadcast from Glen Hazel Yeshiva College. And we saw yesterday in the Mishnah on Daf Kaftet, there were three important principles of the Mishnah. The one is that stam, if you give a cherim to Kohen, there's no pidyon, you can't redeem it. Second thing also, machloket between Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira, where the stam cherim is to be Kabait, and Chachamim said stam cherim is to Kohanim. And then we saw the idea of being machrim kochai kochim, and now we start with the brighter in the Gemara on the Amud. Tarabanan. Chermei Kohanim and then Pidyon. This is a brighter similar to the Mishnah. Right? Venotnim la Kohen. Right? So he says, yeah, Chermei Kohanim, you haven't got Pidyon, and you give it to the Kohen. Right? And then the brighter says, Charamim calls Manchem a Beit Baalim. So now you're going to give it to the Kohen, right? Or you're going to give it to the Kohen, whichever one it is. So long as you haven't taken it out of your house yet, Harein kehegdesh lechol divrehen. Okay? So if you haven't taken it out of your house yet, it's hegdesh. Proper hegdesh. And the Rabbi Gershom, which is on Daf Kaf Chet Amud Bet over here, says that okay, it's a second very wide line of Rabbi Gershom on a previous Amud, if anyone wants to look, but it doesn't matter, right? Basically, it's like you there's Meila, as long as you've got any Meila, it's Asur to get any Hana'ah from it, right? Shneimar Kol Cherim, okay. The pasuk over there says, "Kol cherem kodesh kodashim hu Hashem." So that cherem is kodesh kodashim. So this is meila, right? Natan la kohen. Once you give it to the kohen, just by the way, I skipped over. If you look here, it says, "Kol cherem be Yisrael kodesh kodashim hu Hashem." The word be Yisrael is in the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk itself, it says, "Kol cherem kodesh kodashim." And if you look, there's a note there from the Masorah Hashas, the little bet over there, Ala Josh. Right, the bet there says, Uvakra lo ketiva. It's interesting, eh? See that there, anybody? See that Masorah Shas there in the corner there? Uvakra lo ketiva. So Gemara puts the word there, Yisrael. Okay, it's probably a mistake. However, natnan la kohen, once you've given it to the kohen, so therefore, rehen lechol divrein kechulin, etnan la kechulin, Rashi says, you're an amud, kesharim amono shel kohen, and it's theirs. So while you've got it, it's kochim, there's meila. As soon as you hand it over, it becomes chulin as far as the coin. Shenemar kol cherem b'Yisrael lecha yihyeh. Right, that's the next pasuk. That's kol cherem b'Yisrael lecha yihyeh. Any cherem it gives you, it's yours lecha yihyeh. And the Rabbeinu Gershom on the previous amud as well, that second one down the middle says lecha yihyeh. Afilu lekadesh ben ta'isha ve'ein ben meila. So a coin can use it for anything. It's his, properly his asset. He can marry a woman with it. He can do whatever he wants. It's no meila. So it's an interesting concept with the cherem. Until you give it him, it's got meila. When you give it him, it loses its meila and therefore becomes. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira Omer, Snachim ben Bataira. Right, so now we carry on. Rabbi Bataira says, that's dumb. If you don't mention specifically what it is, it's better kabayit. As opposed to Rabbi Chachamim, it goes to the Kohen. Bishlam Rabbanan. We understand Rabbanan here who say that it is, that Rabbanan say that it goes to the Bede Kabayit, right? To the Kohen. Sorry, to the Kohen. So look at the Gemara. It's quite interesting. It says, why is Rabbanan Bishlama? Kelekemefarshe Tamayu v'taymed Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira. Remember the Mishnah yesterday? Just take a look for a second. Right, which says Chachamim Omrim, just two lines above the Tosfot there of Leben Bitor. Chachamim Omrim in the Mishnah yesterday on Daf Kafchem Abed, Stam Cherim LeKohanim, Shneemar, Kesedeh Acherim LeKohen Tiachuzato, right, like the Stei Cherim, it's the Kohen for Achuza. And Imke, Lama Neemar, Kol Cherim Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lashem, if then, so what do we bring this Pasuk for of Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lashem? Right, because that was the Pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira quoted to say that it is Bede Kabayit. He says, why? Shechala kocha kochim va kocha kalim. So Chachamim explained themselves and they explained Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira. So that's what we say we find with that. El Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira, hi kizdei cherim ma avidle. What does he do with the pasuk of kizdei cherim that Chachamim used for their makor? Chachamim said, we've got a pasuk which says kizdei cherim and we explained Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira's pasuk, meaning we need it for kocha kochim. So what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Bataira do with Chachamim's pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Mi ba'il alich t'tamin for a brighter." What's the brighter? We've seen this before. This Gemara. Right, it says, Kazdechem Tilechem Tiagozato, like the Stecher in a Kohen has it for his holdings. Matamud Lomar, so what's the Gemara talking about? I mean, now in the Kohen Shekdishta Dechermo, so now we've got a case where a Kohen was given a Stecherim, and then he, remember we saw a second ago, that once he gets the Cherim, it becomes his Chulin, Lechol Davar, like any one of the assets, then he's Makdishat. Now, if he's Makdish, we saw that if Kohen's Makdish is Stecherim, so it's like anybody else being Makdish is Steachuza. If anybody else is Makdish is Steachuza and they don't come and redeem it before the Yovel is up and the Kohanim set it out, he doesn't get back to him. It goes back to the Kohanim and Yovel. Remember that? So the same thing with the Steacherim. If a Kohen is Makdish, his Steacherim that he got, and he isn't put it, it goes back to the Kohanim on the Yovel. So what would the Kohen say? Shlo Yomar, Hoyo v'yotza l'Kohanim, v'rei tachat yadai, teheshili. He says, what's a chap? Look, I don't understand. I never redeemed it, fine. It's going to come back to the Kohanim. But I'm a Kohen. It was mine anyhow. So therefore, it just come to me. No. V'dinu b'shilacherim anizoche. If any, because it's like this. B'dinu, there's a kalvachomer here, or a kosher came. If anybody else had had their own stachuz and they were magdishit, and they never redeemed it, it would come to me, right? B'shilatzmi lo kosher came. So therefore, shouldn't my own come back to me? Tamud Lomar. So he can't say that. How do you know he can't say that? Tamud Lomar, Kizde Acherim La Kohen Tiye Achuzato. Right? Kizde Acherim, right? So now the Gemara says, Kizde Acherim La Kohen Tiye Achuzato. It's like any other Chuzah. I mean, he loses it. Vechimala Madnu Mizde Acherim. So now the Gemara says like this. Now this is the end of the proof. Now we wanted to bring from the Zde Acherim, Vechimala Madnu Mizde Acherim. It says, Me'ata, what happens over here? If you see, I think Rashi actually adds him some words here. Ma'ala ba'in stacherim al stadeh achuzi. See that Rashi adds it. If you look at Rashi, he says, V'chimala madnu mistacherim al stadeh achuza. So we really wanted to learn from stacherim to stadeh achuza. We ended up learning other around. V'harei ba'zeh ba'lamed nimtzah lamed. We end up learning from the stadeh achuza. What's the stadeh achuza? Me'chi stadeh achuzim ol stadeh achuza shel Yisrael. Ma stadeh achuza shel Yisrael? Yotza mitachat yado u'mitchalek et ha'kohanim. A stadeh achuza of Yisrael, he loses it and it gets split up between the kohanim. Av stadeh achuzim ol, so to the stadeh achuzim of the kohen, yotza mitachat yado u'mitchalek et lechav ha'kohanim. So that is basically what Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayra learns with that pasuk of the chachamim. So now we've got a problem. We've got Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayra says Stam Cherim goes to the Berek HaBayit. And he's got his pasuk. Chachamim have got their pasuk for Stam Cherim goes to Kohanim. Chachamim explained their pasuk is Stam Cherim, and they explained that the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayra uses, they need for Kochei Kochim. So the Gemara asks, where did Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayra do with the pasuk of the Kohanim? We just learned that over now. So now what's our question? The question is, where do Chachamim learn this din? Clear? Right. So the Idach, so now Chachamim, where do they learn the din of this Kohanim can't come and say that they should get the cherim, it should go to them, but rather it should split between the other Kohanim? So this is they learn from the word Michem, because the Pasuk should have said, Hach, it could say just cherim, and it said Hacherim. Now I'll be honest with you, I can't find them what Pasuk they're speaking about. And when you can find it in the notes, but I think, because it's not the pasuk which we just quoted, the pasuk we quoted said, Kol Cherem Kodesh Kodashim, or Kol Cherem Bishrael. The next pasuk there says, V'haya hasadeh b'tzeto b'yovel Kodesh Lashem, Kizdei ha-cherem la-kohen t'yachuzo. It must be that pasuk. The Gemara doesn't actually quote the pasuk. There's no gimel here next to this in the Gemara. But it must be that pasuk which says, the pasuk in Vayikra Kaf Zayin, pasuk Kaf Aleph, V'haya hasadeh b'tzeto b'yovel Kodesh Lashem, at the Yovel that goes out, Kodesh Lashem, Kizdei ha-cherem, just like Kohen Tiyeh, Achuzato, like anything else would be his, and therefore, because the pasuk could have said Kizdei Cherem, and it said Kizdei HaCherem, that hey there comes to teach us that deal as far as Chachamim are concerned. The Gemara says, okay, v'idach. So now, what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayra learn from the word HaCherem? So he says, Lo Mashmalei. He doesn't learn that at all, so he's got no problem. The Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayra, the Chal HaKotcha Kotcha VaKotcha Kali Minalei. So now the question is, Rav Banan in the Mishnah learned, used Rabbi Yehuda ben Tayra's pasuk to just the din of Kochim, Chalzon Cherim. So where does Rabbi Yehuda ben Baruka, where does he learn about Kochei Kalim and Kochei Kochim applying as well to Cherim? He says, Sabela ke Rabbi Yishmael. He learns it like Rabbi Yishmael, and Rashi says, except Rabbi Yishmael, the Mapik Lab Matnitin, so the next Mishnah coming up, mi yakdish velo taktish, right? Or taktish velo yakdish. You'll see that, look at the bottom of the page there. It says, Rabbi Shmuel omer, katuv echad omer taktish, katuv echad omer lo yakdish, right? How he learns out of there, Modern percent sure it will come clearer when we get on. But that's bottom line, we've summed up the Mishnah. So we've got a Makor from Ibn Bateira for the idea that it is Stam Cherim Gaz Bedek Abayit. Got a Makor as well for him where he learns the idea of Kodesh HaKalim. He doesn't have any limud from the word Cherim or HaCherim. And Rabbi and Chachamim learned Stam Cherim go to the Kohen, their Pasuk, and the we've seen from them they got three halachas that come out of it. The din of the Kol Shekel of the Kohen. As well as Kodesh HaKalim. Like Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. So Rav says, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira, meaning what? That Stam Cherim goes to the Bedek Abayit. So the Gemara says, V'Rav Shavik Rabbana and V'Avik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. We've got a klal. Rabbim v'yachid, Halacha k'rabim. Chachamim is Rabbim. How come he says that Halacha like a yachid? So the Gemara says, no, Breite Ipchetanya. Look at Rashi there, Breite Ipchetanya. D'Rabbanan Amre Lebedek Abayit, V'Rabbi Yehuda LeKohanim. Right, where he says that there's a Breite that learns the other way around. That's Rabbanan who say Bedek Abayit, not Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Nushavik Matnitin V'Avid Kebreite. We've got a klal as well. We've got a Mishnah or a Breite. The Mishnah seems to take preference. How can he just ignore the Breite, the Mishnah, and go to the Breite? So he says, no, Rav Matnit Nami Ipchetani. He says he learns it the other way around as well, meaning that what we learn in the Breite is based on what's in the Mishnah. So he says, my chazit apchat matnitin mikame Breite. Napik Breite mikame matnitin. What's the idea that Rav, or Rav sort of changed the Mishnah to suit the Breite? Sorry. So he says, what do you mean? Why did he see fit to change the Mishnah to suit the Breite? On the contrary, change the Breite to suit the Mishnah. Right? Napich Breite mekame Mishnah in front of the Mishnah. He says, no, Rav Gemarei Gami, Rav El Masora. Look at Rashi there. Rav Gemarei Gami, Mirabe de Rabbe, from his Rav to the previous Rav, the Agbere de Matnitin Meshubashtehi. See that Rashi there? He had a Masora that the Mishnah was a Mishnah Meshubeshet, was a messed up Mishnah, needed to be corrected. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if the Mishnah was Meshubeshet, Rabbi Mateira, Karabanan mi ba'ilai. Right, see, if that's the case, then we're mixing all things up. So then Rabbi Mateira, he should have said it's like Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Mateira. Because remember, Rav said, Halacha, Rabbi Mateira. Now, if we're turning the whole thing around, so really Rav should have told us what? Halacha is like Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Mateira. Is the question clear? So the Gemara says, Achi Ka'amar. This is really what Rav wanted to say. Right? Lemai de Abchitu Vetanitu Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. Right? Achi Ka'amar. Lemai de Abchitu Vetanitu Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. Hahu Gavra. No, sorry. Look. He said, Lemai de Abchitu Vetanitu Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. Look at Rabbi Gershom here. I think he makes a bit of sense out of this. If you look at Rabbi Gershom, it's in line with the Rashi and Ein Ger Toshav Noheg. See that Rashi there? Ein Ger Toshav Noheg. It says there, Hachik Amar Ledidi. As far as I'm concerned, says Rav. Haid Amritu Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda. What you learn here, then Rabbi Yehuda, Gemarnela Mishmeid Rabbanan. I learned in the name of Rabbanan. Ledidchu, so therefore, according to you, my da apchitu v'tanitu Rabbi Yehuda, the Bedek Abayit, halachak Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, what you calling Rabbi Yehuda v'taira, I've learned it as Rabbanan. So I'm saying, according to you, the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda v'taira, but really, I've learned it like Rabbanan. So at the summary of this all is that Rav end up coming to a situation where he follows halacha k'rabim, like Rabbanan, but he says, what you call Rabbi Yehuda v'taira, that is really the halacha of Rabbanan. That's what Rabbi Gershom explains it. It's not clear in the Gemara itself. He says, "Lemai de apchitu v'tanitu." What you people have switched around and called halacha k'rabim v'taira. That's what I call Rabbanan. So that is the halacha. Okay, so gavre de achraminu lenichse bepumpedita. So there was a guy who was machrim all his nechassim in Pumpedita. Atle kamet Rav Yehuda. Amale. So came to Rav Yehuda. Amale shkol arba zuzay. Now remember what we said, that if the halacha is that Bedek Abayit, then there is pidyon. If the halacha is Estam Cherim is to Kohanim, then there's no pidyon. Remember? Because we said there's no pidyon if you to the if the chem to the kohen, so it's got a big nafkamina. So the question now is, who do we paskin up? Where the guy just says ani machrim, he doesn't mention to kohen or to berek abayit, and he said it's tam, who does it go like? So at the moment we've said that the halacha is according to Ravya, like chachamim, and chachamim say that stam cherem, right, le kohanim. Remember the Mishnah said chachamim omrim stam cheremim le kohanim, which means there's no pidyon. So here the maase. The maase says like this: Ahu gavre da achraminu le nichse bepumpadita. At the camera of Yura, Amalai Shkol Arbazuzeva Achilalayu, Vishadinu Bahari Velishtrulach. So he says a guy came along and said that he, Machrim Lenichsei Bapupadita. It doesn't say here whether he said specifically Bedek Abayit or Kohen. So it seems to be Stam Cherim. And then he came to Rabbi Yura, and Rabbi Yura said, Rabbi Yura is the Amora here, right, in Babel. And Amalai Shkol Arbazuz, take four Zuz, Vachilalayu, and basically redeem it on that. Veshadinu b'naharim, throw these four zuz into the river. Look at Rashi. Veshadinu zuz b'naharim. The hekdesh hain lebedek habayit. Because hekdesh, to who? To bedek habayit. And look at Rashi says, te'ila kohen, if it was to the kohen, late lehu pidyon, wouldn't have pidyon. Ula kohen bayi mitavinu, we'd have to give it to the kohen. Right? Alma says the Gemara, kesavar stam charamim lebedek habayit. Seems that this Maase, Rabbi Yehuda in Bavel, is paskening in Pompadita, like Stam Cherem Lebedek Abay, which is not like what we just learned now when Rav said Aloche is like Chachamim, we saw in the Mishnah as well. Chachamim said to Kohen. So come on, who's this guy going like? So he says, Kashmuel. He's holding like Shmuel. The Amar, what did Shmuel say? Hegdesh Avemana, Shechila al Shaveputa, Bechulal. Like Shmuel, but not in the din of the machloket of who was like Bedek Abay or Kohanim. But Shmuel is the one who says that even if you've got something which is worth money, like 100 shekels, right? Chilalu, you can do it on Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara says, well, Eimar, Da'amar Shmuel, Shechilalu. Maybe we can say that Shmuel says Shechilalu, that if you did it, it works. Lechatchile, mi Amar Harim. Did he say that Lechatchile, you can do it? So Enachinami, but ever you did the chilul at work, but lechat chilah, can you go and do this? So the Gemara says, Bismanch when I'm just kayam the ikab seida. No, then you couldn't do that. Bisman hazeh afilu lechat chilah. But in this time of the now, when there's no bet amigdash, Rashi says, Bisman hazeh the leike bite the leike seida. There's no bet amigdash. There's no hefsed because no one can get it. Eli surahu the Rabbi Allah is just an isul afilu lechat chilah nami. You can do it, no problem. Right? So we see that we're still going as if it's all lebedek habayit and not to the kohanim. So Gemara says, Ihachi, afilu pruta dami. So then why can't you even do a pruta? Why do we have to have over here? He says, why did he tell him to take four coins? Why not just do it in a pruta? He says, no, pirsume milta. For pirsume milta, and Rabbeinu Gershom explained that idea of pirsume milta. I saw about a girl from someone. I can't find it now. So basically, you want people to see that you're not just throwing it away. So Amar Ula I Havai Hatam. So Ula now says, if I was there, Hava Yahivna Kulu Lekohanim. So Ula comes in and says, I will go to Kohanim. In other words, what Ula is saying, Al Meksavar Ula Stam Chemim Lekohanim. So we see he has lots of pashut. Right, we haven't yet really established who this idea is like. We've got this brighter. We've got this Mishnah that Rav says a Mishnah Meshubeshna. We've got everything mixed up. Rav Saloche is like, you don't have a but we explained that actually means like Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that it's Stam Cherem le Kohanim. If it's le Kohanim, there's no pidyon. The Maase in Pumpadita where they did pidyon. It's a little bit confusing. The Gemara brings a Meitive, brings a brighter here. Meitive, ain evet ivri noheg, elibusman shayovel noheg. Right, the Eved Ivri only applies when there's a Yovel. Shneimar ad shnat Yovel yavod emach. V'ein sadeh achuza, the Shitta and the Mishnah Shas changed that to stay achuza. V'ein stay achuza, there's no family heritage land nor heget elibiz ban shay Yovel nor heg. Also connected to the Yovel. Shneimar v'yatzeh ba Yovel v'shav lochuzato. At the end of the Yovel, it comes back to your family. Ein batei arei chomano hagin lebizman shevel noheg. There's also no din of walled cities. We know the din of the walled cities where you've got to sell them, they're limited only for a year, you've got to redeem them, etc. Elebizman shevel noheg. Shneemar lo yatzei b'yovel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer ein sadeh charamin. You can see now why the Shitta and the Mesudah Shach changed that previous halacha to stay achuza, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he mentions stay charamin. Oh no, sorry, stay charamin. Ein stay charamin, that's our halachas now. If you machrim a field to the Beit HaMikdash, no agil, it's man shayol noheg. And even there's no yovel, shenemar vaya sadeh betzeto b'yovel kol esh Hashem kizdeh hacherem. And Rabbi Shimon Azor Meir, Ein Ger Toshav Noheg, Ereb Izman Shayol Noheg. Same idea, there's no Ger Toshav. It's interesting, look at Ger, I'll skip the Rashi's there, but look at what Rashi says about Ger Toshav. Ein Ger Toshav Noheg, what is the din of Ger? We're sidetracking now from our question. Our question is about the idea of Cherem being to Kohen or Bede Kabay. But Rashi says, Ein Ger Toshav Noheg, Shehe Yisrael Metzuve Lahachyoto. That's a big nafkamin of the idea of a ger toshav. A ger toshav, a goy who takes upon himself certain halachos, we've seen a second, certain mitzvahs. You get a mitzvah to make sure that he's alive. You've got to give him tzedakah, you've got to look after him. Right? And Rashi says, what is a ger toshav? Shekibel alav shelo lavod avar kochavim. He doesn't idol worship. Vo'ochel nevelot. He doesn't eat nevelas. Quite interesting. Hey, that's a ger toshav. No avodah zorah and no nevelas. Now, the question in the brighter carries on. Amar Habibi, my timer. Why? Where do we learn this din of Ger Toshav? Atya Tov Tov.
Is adding Nevelas or does he eat
Nevelas? No. Oh, you mean because we've got to feed him Nevelas? Is that what your question?
Yeah.
It's a good point. I understood it that he doesn't eat Nevelas. Ger Toshav Shbi Alav Shelo Lavala Kochavim Vochel Nevelot. Good point, Robert. I'll be honest with you. Now you stumped me. Do me a favor, somebody look it up. Just to look, if you get a chance, look up Gert Toshav. Any comments in the notes, whatever we care. Where do we know that from? He says from Tov Tov. Gert Toshav Tov Tov. Ketiv Hacha. Right? We've got in our Sugya Via Ki Tov Lo. Ain Gert Toshav. Erev is Mashiv in the Heg. I'm Rabbi in my time. Atcha Tov. Ketiv Hacha. Ki Tov Lo Imach. Uchtiv Hatam. Vetov Lo. Lo tonenu, right? So now, what's that over there? Ktiv evet ivri ki tov lo imach. Uchtiv beget, with evet ivri, it says ki tov lo is good for you. Ktiv beget toshav to imach. The lo tasgir evet ladonav. Beget toshav mishtai. When it says you can't hand over a slave to his master if he runs away. Beget toshav to imach. Get toshav. Dahachim ukmina lav mesechet gitin. Perek hashulach get. Uchtiv batrei imach yeshev bekirbech. It stays with you. Mikom akom letarvayu kasherat. So now, anyhow, the bottom line is over here. What's the point of the kasha over here? The kasha here is, which we're asking, right? Ein stei cherem noheg ere bizman hayovel. Can we say that ein stei cherem noheg bizman hayovel? Right? So that's the question number one. And question number two was, how did he tell us to redeem it? So the Gemara says, lo kasha. Haba makarke, haba metaltele. The one is a din of land, because we said over here that stay cherem doesn't apply anymore. And even if it would apply, we've got an issue of there's no pigeon. And haba metaltlem, what is with regards to movables? And it is vaha, massive, and basically his answering over here is that it seems that this guy who was machrim, he's nechasim in Pumbedita, was being machrim metaltlem. Wait a second. It said lenichse, his assets, and we assume that nichse must have included land as well. So he says, no. Mekarke de chutz laaretz ke metaltle de eretz Yisrael dami. Karke in chutz laaretz is like metaltlin. Interesting, eh? Nice Gemara. Karke be chutz laaretz is like metaltlin in Israel, and therefore metaltlin is less of a problem, and therefore the karke there is like metaltlin, and therefore we got no problem with it. And that's how the Gemara ends off that Gemara. Did anybody find anything there about the Nevelas?
Yes, it says that Rashi says that they refrained from idolatry, but did not convert to Judaism, and therefore he eats Nevelas.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. You know why that makes sense? That's why I said you stumped me, because we've seen before that with that Nevelas, you can give it to the Ger Toshav.
Yeah, I remember that.
So maybe you actually want the Ger Toshav to eat the Nevelas, and you got somebody who'll eat them, so that if, for example, if you've got a nevela, which is now a trefa, you can't shecht, it doesn't go to waste. You can give it to them. So the Jews themselves won't worry so much because there is a market. Like we discussed before, like in America or England or South Africa, it's easier to have glut. Because in the abattoirs, if the meat isn't glut, they just hand it over to the goyisha section. Where in Israel, they're much more makpid and they do traboring and they've got to save the meat because there's no real market. If you've got a good market of goyim around you, gerei toshav, who are eating your nevela, so you can just sell to them. You don't really lose any money. Okay, shkoch. Matnitin. I will make sure to explain that better in the next year. Now I'll know what the Rashi says. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. New Mishnah. Katov echad omer, takdish, vechatov vektav echad omer, lo yakdish. So we've got two psukim over here that seem to contradict one another. Look at the psukim. The pasuk says, kol ha-bechor asher yivaled bekirbecha. We're going back now to discuss the bechor, which we saw yesterday, right? We saw yesterday you can be machim a bechor. So kol ha-bechor asher yivaled bekorcha bitzoncha, hazachar, takdish l'ashem elokecha. Right, lo tavor bechor, etc. And then the next pasuk says, ach bechor asher yivucha l'ashem ema, lo yakdish ishoto im shor im se l'ashemu. So the one says b'chor you magdish, and the one says b'chor you can't be magdish. So it says if shalomar, it says tagdish k'tuv v'chalom elak lo yakdish. It says if shalomar tagdish, you can't say tagdish that you can magdish. Why? Shekvani ma lo yakdish. Pasuk lo yakdish. And if shalomar lo yakdish, you can't say that lo yakdish that you can't magdish. And why? Shekvani ma tagdish because it's tagdish. Now, okay, so we got to come. How do we reconcile this tira? Yeah, can I have some of that, please, Michael? Right. It says, "Rad ha'kaitzad magdisho ata hegdesh ilui, v'ata magdisho hegdesh mizbeach." So, look at Rashi. Yeah? What does it mean, hegdesh ilui? La'aloto bedamim. You can magdish it to give its value, the monetary value. V'yitain tovat hana'ato la'kohen. Remember, we saw yesterday. You're trying to assess now. What is the tovat hana'a? If I would come to you and say, "I'm happy to pay you to give your bechor to my grandson who's a kohen or to my nephew who's a kohen, how much am I prepared to pay you for?" That's the tovat hana'ah, and that I can then give to the Ben HaMikdash. Right, so that is the idea of the bechor, how Rishma explains. Gemara says, Rabbanan. And now, what about Rabbanan? How do they deal with this? Rabbanan, al takdish mi ba'ilei. Lelav. They need that al takdish for a love. They use it for something else. So Rashi, Rabbanan, nafke lehu ach drasha leel. Yesterday's daf. Right, they learned from Mikol Cherem Kodesh Kodashim. They learned the idea of the Bechor, right? We said over there from that Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda B'Teira, they learned the din of Kodesh Kodashim, etc. And we had Shorze Ole Omdinoto, and then we said Afshinuch, and then it said Abachor, Bain Tam Bain Baal Machimoto, Ketabolinoto, Omdin Kamadam, Satabu, and we learned from that Pasuk. So what did they use from this Pasuk for? So they use it for the love. And then takdish mi baile lichter, and they need takdish for what? For a brighter. We've got a bright minayin lolad bechor be'ed joshua mitzvah lakdisho. Where do we know that if you've got a bechor born in your field, in your flock, there's a mitzvah to hakdish it? Emar hazachar takdish from takdish. So it's got nothing to do whatsoever with our sugi here of cherim. Rabbi Ishmael, what does he do with that? How does he learn that din there of hazachar takdish? It says ilo magdish. He says, what do I need a pasuk for to teach me to magdish? If I wasn't magdish it, but with words, wouldn't it be magdish? Dushatomi rechem avet was born from the rechem as kadosh. The chayvan dechilo magdish like kadosh. And since even if I didn't magdish, it still becomes kadosh. Lo tzarich lak dushadani lak dushadani lak dushadani lak therefore uses this pasuk. We are dran lach, magdish sadehu, adrach magdish sadehu, adrach magdish sadehu. Now, according to your saying, we finished basically in Ashir, half of Shas, Shakoach. Okay, let's start a new parak. The new parak is Amocher Sadeu. Now, just a very quick recap. We learned that loch with regards to a little girl, right, with a bito. What's that? What? Because, Steve, there are 2,711 daf. So, therefore, half of that is a half a daf, is an amud.
Okay, I only ever intended to do half, so I'm not.
Okay. You know, there's a famous story. I think it's the Rogachov and Rabbeinu Chaim of Brisk were good friends, I think, if I'm going to tell you right. And so Rabbeinu Chaim Brisk came to his father one day and said, you know, my friend Rogachov, you could test him on half of Shas. So he said, which half? Whichever half you choose. So at the moment, Aria, you only got the one half, so you've got to finish the other half so we can say you know half of Shas. Okay, let's carry on. Hamocher et Zadeh b'shat ha-yovel. So now we come back to this machlok we already saw before between Rav and Shmuel, right? Where we saw there, can you magdish or sell your field during the year of the yovel itself? So this is the Mishnah. Hamocher et Zadeh b'shat ha-yovel, you sell your field during the yovel year. Eino mutar li go pachot mishtay shanim, right? Sorry, I'm talking rubbish. Hamocher et Zadeh b'shat ha-yovel, Rashi b'shat ha-yovel, bizman sha-yovel noheg. When the yovel exists, during yovel, when yovel exists, if you sell your field in the when there is a yovel, so you can't redeem it for less than 2 years. We see that as well. Pachot mishtay shanim, right? There's a long Rashi over here. Aber achas shtay shanim, we'll tell if to put it afterwards. You can if you want, but I'll cautiously force your buyer to let you have it back. Notel lofi mashe macha, and you basically paying back onto the field. And we saw that the chishav law, you work out the period, how much is left until. Till each, how much is left of the year of the cycle to the yovel. Shneimar mispar shnei tvoot yimachelach. You can basically you're selling only for the time the amounts of the produce. Mispar shnei tvoot. We have to at least have two tvoot. Right? Haytash shnat shidafon v'yirakon. If it was a year of drought or famine or yirakon, it was like a plague or whatever. What's it? Yirakon, like where they can't grow crops. There was a, what do you call it? Like, can you help me there? Shidafon is basically there's no, they can't, can't think of English words now. But basically, they aren't able to grow. Either there's damaged crops or the weather, whatever the case is, they can't grow crops. Or shnat shvit, if shmit is in the middle, eino ola. So that year is not counted. You got to sell him for 2 years. One of them is Shirafon, one of them is Yirakon, one of them is Shmita. You got to give him a third year. Right? Eino ola min aminyan. Right? Now, Nara or Hovira, we've seen this before. If Nara, for some, he didn't plant. Right? Now, Nara over here means he plowed it, but he didn't plant it. Or Hovira, he didn't even plant or plow. Right? There's a principle about farmers. That the years, every couple of years, you've got to leave the land, famine, sometimes they plow, they don't plant it, some they don't plant it all, and it stays good. And then those years, if the farmer himself chose not to do it, his problem, right? But it is Olay Min Aminyan, right? Hello, Captain Mookie. Right? Rabbi Lazar Omer, Machar Lo Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you start before Rosh Hashanah, Vihim Elah Peiret, it's got, and right before Rosh Hashanah, it's got a full crop of fruit. Harei Ze Ochev Menu Shalosh Tvot. Now you can't listen, God. You already had three crops, and therefore we won down, right? He says no. That year will have three, and it's not counted. But still counted as the 2 years. Okay, I left out the Rashi's dick. I'm front rain. Okay, Rashi says Yashlosh Tvot Otah Omeret Ba Beshat Knia. Right, when he bought Yashlosh Tvot Bishtei Shanim Shet Tobiano. He has to have 2 years at least of the two crops. So if he had three, doesn't matter. The two in the 3 years. Hamoches now the Gemara says Hamoches the Beshat Yovel Vechulei Eno Goel. The Mishnah says, it says, Amocher Sadeh B'Shat HaYovel. It didn't say, Eino Goel. It said, look at the Mishnah there. It said, Eino Mutar Ligol. You're not allowed to sell. It didn't say, Eino Goel. You shouldn't Goel. Ela Eino Mutar Ligol. He says, what does it mean? He says, Alma Kesavar Isure Nami Ika. Even it just said, Amocher Sadeh B'Shat HaYovel, Eino Goel. So we would have thought, okay, you know, you shouldn't do it. But if Lechatchila, we've done a Mutar, it's okay. The fact that Mishnah says "Eino Mutar Ligo" means there that Afilu Isur, even not just the case of Lichach B'Yevid, but if you do it, there's an Isur. Right? Look at Rashi. Eino Olek Goel Lo Ketani. To have a Mashma Eino Din Sheyakufu Et Alokoyach Lachzilu B'Pidyon. Bebachot Mishnah Shlaim. They would have thought that Lichatchila you should have forced the guy to get you in 2 years, but here it says it's Asur as well. And look at the Gemara carries on. Afilu. Right, some Israel Namika, the Afilu Kirkushe Zuze Nami Asur. What do you mean Kirkushe Zuze? Kirkushe is almost like onomatopoeic. It means like if you rattle the coins in front of him, you aren't allowed to show him the money. He says, I've got the money waiting here for you. So the sooner the tears up, I'm giving it, I want it back. You can't even do that. Look at Rashi. The Afilu Kirkushe Zuze Nami Asur, Le Mocher, Laharot Zuzin Lalokeach, to show the money to the Lokeach. Kadeshi Yitav Beinav Lachjralo. So they're starting passing him to give it back to him. You aren't even allowed to do that. And now the bride said an amazing thing. We don't even say only mocher. The kai b'asei. That he's got a mitzvah asei. Dichtiv ispar shnei tuvot yimachelach. Because we know he's got a mitzvah asei. He's got to sit for 2 years. El afilu lokeach nami. Even the buyer. Kai b'asei. There's a mitzvah asei on the buyer as well. De ba'inan shnayim tikne v'leika. He would have to have at least 2 years that he wouldn't have it. So even the buyer. Mitzvah asei on the buyer. When he buys it, he has to buy it for at least 2 years. If he comes now and wants to give it back after less than 2 years, he can't do that either. Look at Rashi there. שנים תקנה, במספר שני מחר יובל תקנה, זה משהו שתהיה קנויה לו שתי שנים. ואם מהל להם מכה מאחי עובר בעשה. Right? That goes to the machlok. The Itmar Hamoches, the Bishlal Yovel, Atzmai, Vesol Yer. Now we come what I mentioned about Rabbi Shmuel. Itmar. I Hamocher, right? We saw this earlier on. The Rashi, the Mishnah Shas says that it's a Gemara in Gittim, but we learned it in Amasech already. Itmar. Hamocher Sadeo Bishlal Yovel Atzmai, Vesol in actually Yovel at yourself. Rav Amar Mechur Rav Yotza. Rav says that we saw the other day that it's a done deal, but you sell it, and it comes back to you straight away. And look at Rashi, Mechura v'yotza, b'yovel, v'zeh ha-lokayach ibed ma'otav. And the fool, so to speak, who bought it from you, lost his money. U'shmuel amar, ele mechura v'lo kol ikar. Shmuel says, no, there's no deal whatsoever. Look at Rashi, v'hama'ot chodrin, and the money goes back. And the Rashi says, ma'at time with Shmuel. What Shmuel is doing? Why does Shmuel say it's not a deal? He says, kavachomer. You learn from kavachomer, it's kavachomer. U'ma mechura kvar yotza, a field, look at Rashi, mechura kvar, kodem ha-yovel, you sold the field, prepared to the yovel. Right? We know on Yovel it goes back. So She'ena Mechura, a field that hasn't yet been sold on the Yovel, El Adin Shlotim Acher, isn't the Din that can't be sold? We said it before, it makes sense, right? So Gemara says, Rav, Lo Amrina Kavachomer Ki Ach Gaivna. And what doesn't Rav say, this Kavachomer? So it appears that the only way that Rav can argue the Shmuel by saying, I don't hold this Kavachomer. The Gemara says, but is that the case? The Rav doesn't hold this Kavachomer. By the time you got a brighter, right? We say, Darim Yachol Yimchor Adam Et Bitokeshi Na'ara. Just a very quick, okay, we've seen them before plenty of times. Right? The age of a girl is divided into three. She's a katana until she's got 12 years old and two hairs. From the age of 12 years old and two hairs, for 6 months, she becomes a na'ara. After 6 months, she's a bulgarian. Her father can sell her, like we saw the other day, only up until the time that while she's a katana. When she's a na'ara, she can undo that sale and go free if she wants. I'll be honest with you, I'm 100% sure, I don't remember, if she doesn't do it and she becomes a Bulgarian, then I think she's a get, right? In other words, in that 6 month period, she can just walk away. If she doesn't change her mind and that she sticks around and she becomes a Bulgarian, then I think she becomes married like anybody else she needs a get, I think. I'm not sure about that. But bottom line is, we're asking now about whether Rav has this Kalvachomer. So we see the same type of Kalvachomer in another case with a girl who's a kid. So it says like this, Yachol yimkor adam et bitokeshi nara, can a father sell his daughter as an ama when she's a nara? Now there's a Rashi over here, which I think I skipped out. There's no Dibra Matchil of Rashi, but Rashi mentions, look at the Rashi there of Mechura Kfar. Right? You see the Rashi there, Mechura Kfar? It says, then it says, Ama ha'ivriya yotza besimanei na'arut. Kedatanyan kiddushin daf dalad v'yatza chinam elu yemei na'arut. Isha na'ara, if her father sold her while she was a katana, when she turns 12 and she's got two sarut, she can walk away free. So now, can a father sell his daughter into slavery as an amma when she's a na'ara? That's a parallel to Yovel. Yovel, the field goes free. Can you sell the field during the Yovel? Amar de kavachomer. So the Gemara says we've got a kavachomer here. Uma mechura kfar yotza achshav. If she had been sold, which was a katana, she'd go free now. She'ena mechura, which she hasn't been sold yet. En odin shlotim acher. Can't she be sold? Obviously she can't be sold now. And on that one, Rav seems to very much agree. So how can we say that Rav doesn't hold to this kavachomer, which should be the same kavachomer, should apply as well to the case of the field in Yovel? So why does Rav tell us if you sold the field in the Yovel itself, it's a sale? He should hold Ach Shmuel. Rav says, no, it's a little bit different. Hatam lo hadre mizdavna. Rav says, a little bit different. Wow, with a girl over there, Rav Rashi bitoshe machar bikatnuta, a girl who you saw which was a kid, v'yatza bat chorim b'simen nara, and then she goes free now when she becomes a nara, lo hadre umizdavna, and you can never sell her again. K'damridan v'ein adam mocher bito l'shivchato achar shivchut. You can't sell her twice. Nafkemiru, remember, it's bevig dova. Kevin she bagad ba, he really was bagad ba, so to speak, bagad, he was a traitor, so to speak. Shemachar shivchut shuv enu yachol lemochra. Hilchach yetzia gemurahi. Therefore, it's a proper going free. V'kenemamar kavachomer. Therefore, I've said you can make a kavachomer. Right? But on our case of here on the land, right, look at Rashi there. He must do an abiman out. And in Bukhura, Aval Sadeh, says Rashi. Fourth line before it gets wide. Hayotze lebalim beYovel, which goes free to the balim beYovel. Hadrim is davde leachir haYovel imirtzi. If he wants after Yovel, he can sell it again. Hilchach b'shal haYovel nami rasha lemochra v'yotze lachidam. That's what Rav says. Rav says don't compare the two. With a girl, when she becomes a nara, it's a done deal. She walks away, and you can never sell her again. Therefore, you can't sell her if she's already become a nara. But a field, I can sell and sell it every yovel. I can sell what, as many times as I want. I can sell it to you for 5 years, get it back. Sell it to another guy for 10, get it back. Sell it again for 30 years, get it back. So therefore, in the yovel, when I get it back, I sell it again. Rav says the kalachom won't apply. Hatam lo chadim izdavna, hacha chadim izdavna. What means a brighter? Maitive. Achar hayovel, right? So what's the pasuk of here say? The pasuk here says, b'mispar shanim achar hayovel, right? Tikne. She says, "Via achar hayovel." Well, the passage is a little bit mishubashed. If you look at Rabbi Gershom, Rabbi Gershom actually says, "Via at the bottom." It's the second line before it gets very wide. Rabbi Gershom says, "Haynu dichtiv b'mispar shanim achar hayovel tikne." He changes the pasuk around. The pasuk here, and the Gemara brought the pasuk not in the way the pasuk is written. The pasuk is written. If you look, it says, "Achar hayovel tikne me'et amitecha." It says, Shanim Achar Hayovel. Here the Gemara says, Achar Hayovel Shanim Tikne. The Gemara sort of like fits the pasuk to explain the pshat. When it's after the Yovel for 2 years, Tikne. When I mentioned Shemokhin Samukh Yovel, you can sell close to Yovel. Whether you can sell far from the Yovel, because it says Achar Shanim, Achar Yovel Shanim, which means like within 2 years you can sell. Whether you can even sell it 5 years or 10 years or 15 years after the Yovel. Right? So he says, Minayin. He says, Talmud Lomar, Lefi Rov HaShanim Ulefi Mut HaShanim. According to the majority, according to the minority, we saw you can sell it. You can basically, you calculate, you factor in the price in how much time is left. Ubishna Yovel Atzba Lo Yimkor. But the Yovel says you can't sell it itself. Imachar and Amuchura. So this brighter seems to pretty much support Shmuel. We're not like Rav. It says during the year you can't sell it. You sold it a done deal. So Amalek HaRav. So how can Rav support the defenders? Amalek HaRav. Eina Mechura Lemispar Shnei Tvot. So Rav says, I agree that this pasuk of here, b'mispar shanim achar yovel tikne mi'etim atecha b'mispar shnei tevuot imachelach, the principle that you got to sell for at least a minimum of two years with double produce, that concept doesn't apply during the yovel. But nonetheless, it's a sale of the money and it gets reversed back straight away. So now the question is, what are the nafkaminas between this? Because if Rav is saying, you don't have to leave it there for 2 years, but it's a sale and it gets undone, Shmuel says, not a sale. What are the nafkimas with? The Gemara says, is davna, mis davna. Right? If you're going to tell me that's sale and it's a proper sale. So, tikkun bishute ad bata yovel. Ubata yovel nichle shnei tuvot v'nihadra. So, at least then, says the Gemara to Rav, if you tell me it's a proper sale, then let's fit it in the process. Keep it there after the yovel. Let the guy get at least his two crops. Keep it there for 2 years. And then get it back. Mi lo tan. Didn't we learn? Achla shana achat livna yovel. If there was a purpose, right? Some reason you sold the guy before the Yovel, and he hadn't had his 2 years yet. So after the Yovel, you mashed him a year. We haven't come across our Gemara yet, but that seems to be the halacha, right? So too, we see that even though the Yovel came in the middle, we allowed the guy to at least get the 2 years of crops. So too, over here, let him get at least 2 years of crops. So Rav says, there, he already started eating. He had a full year of eating, so we let him carry on. Here, he never had a chance to eat, didn't even go down, didn't even do anything. Okay, I'm skipping those. Yeah, Rashi says, yeah, Nachit Lachila Sharei, call him Ayovit, Chilo Chlo, he had eaten, Hilchem, Akamilei, Krak, Yichtiv, Shnei Tvot. Therefore, we allowed to fulfill the Pasuk. A Kone, Beshal Yovel, a guy who buys during the Yovel, Lo Nachit Lachila, he hadn't even started eating yet, so therefore, we don't let him finish. Okay, Amar Rav Anan, so now Rav Anan says as follows. Amar Rav Anan. Shemat b'nei demar Shmuel Tarti. I learned two halachas. Okay, so I learned two halachas of here, he says, from Shmuel. Chada ha, this halacha of here about the Yovel, that if it's a sale during the Yovel, we don't sell and the money goes back to him. Ve'idach, and another loch, what's other locha? Hamocher avdo loved kochavim, if I sold a slave to a goy, or bechutzlaretz, or I sold him into somebody from Israel to chutzlaretz, yatzah lecherut, he goes free. Look at Rashi, yatzah lecherut. The hamocher avdo loved kochavim, consider to leptoto, if you send him to a goy, it's a knas that we make you go and redeem him. The yifter and he goes free. Why? Mishum the afkemi mitzvahs. Because the guy, when he was a Jew with you, when he was a goy, a eved with you, so he's chayav mitzvah like a woman. Now he's patra mitzvah. Therefore, you've got him out of doing mitzvahs. V'chenamoch avdol afilu Yisrael b'chutz laaretz yetzer lecheret. If you send him to a Jew b'chutz laaretz, he goes free. So now, if Adam's got this kashya, what's his kashya? He says like this. המוח עבד למוח, או בחוצרת יצא לחירות. חדה הדרי זביני, וחדה לא הדרי זביני, ולא ידענה הימיני. In one of those halachas, Shmuel said that if you sold him, in both cases, you sell the guy, either you sell your land, or you sell in the yovel, or you sold your eved, the deal's undone, and the money goes back. I'm not sure in which cases the money go back. I know in both cases the deal's undone, only one case the money goes back. I'm not sure where it was. Now, what would happen to the money if it didn't go back? It becomes a matan, you give him as a gift. You don't get the land, but the money stays with him. So that's the question over here. Bechutz la'irat, Amar Rav Yosef, Nechzei Anan midatanya. Rav Yosef seems to say, now there's truth, there's a beautiful Rashi over here. Rashi asks, what's the real nafkamina? What's the difference? What do we care? And Rashi gives two answers. You know what? What's time? Let's just quickly go through these Rashi. Look at that Rashi with me. And one of them, we don't get the money back. So what happens? The buyer loses his money. I'm not sure which one the sale is undone. And now Rashi is like, if it's a Pashi, Pshita, since he sold it during the Yovel, the money goes back. It must be the case of the field. Because if in the case of the field, the money is lost, so what did the Nafka do to Rav Shmuel? Because Rav says the deal is undone, but he keeps the money. Shmuel says the deal is undone, but he gets the money back. If you say that Shmuel says in the land that he doesn't get the money back, then basically Rav and Shmuel are the same. There's no difference. Is that clear? Right? So Rashi says, no. There might still be a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Rashi gives two nafkaminas. Ikem enayu, ishamit lo kayach v'kitzitzan ilanot shehayuba. If the guy quickly, in the yovel, I sold you my field, within a split second, the guy went and chopped out some trees. Now to make a difference. Because according to Rav Lerav, the Amar Machura, he sade, hadra, zvina, v'ilanot, the katz. He says, it was a deal, says Rav. The sale took place. But it's undone. I gave back the money. And the trees that he chopped down, he chopped down. Why? Because the moment that he chopped the trees down, it was his field. The Shmuel, the Amar Anamukhar, Shmuel says it was never a sale in the first place. Uma'ot batane, just he happens to lose his money because it's a gift. Hadre, you know, he has to put the trees back because it wasn't his field to go in and chop down. V'afagav delokeach lo shakil zuzay. Even though he never took his money back. That's one nafkamina. Rav says another nafkamina. Inami kagon shemachari ma metaltelin. If he sold metaltelin veichzik lokeach bekarkot velo mashach metaltelin. Remember the kano we saw in kiddushin nechasim she'en leh machrayut niknim nechasim she'en machrayut bekesef b'shtar b'chazakav and tshich b'shicha. We learned in kiddushin the guy can sell mekarkin and on the field is metaltelin. Doesn't have to do a separate meshicha on the mekaltelin, the proper kinyan. When he buys the land agav karka, he gets the mekaltelin. Remember that. So now the same thing over here, he buys the field, and there was metalkin in there. Rav says it was a proper sale, and therefore the deal was done. Ah, the metalkin was sold along with the makarkin. The makarkin goes back, because it's the yovel. The metalkin stay his. According to Shmuel, who says it was never a deal, the metalkin were never bought with the government of the makarkin, have to go back as well. So that would be a case, just to put along the way. So now we're trying to work out which is which. So answers of Yosef Nichs, I mean, you keep a brighter, Hamoche Abdu Bechul, if sold from Chutz La'aretz, Yatzalecha goes free. And what do we say then in the brighter? V'tzarich get shichrur mi rabo sheini. And we need a shichrur get from the second deal, from the second buyer. So what do we see? If we need a get shichrur, Shema mina, midakari le sheini rabo, since the second guy is called his rabo, al melo hadres vine. The deal wasn't undone. When he gets money back, the guy was a proper buyer. Ah, we have to now redeem him. Now, the lesson was a proper deal, right? And when Shmuel said, with regards to Yovel and Mechuru, Mad Chodrin, it must be the case there of Mad Chodrin. And Verav, so why did Rav Anna know the story? Brighter, Lord Shmuel, he never knew the brighter, and therefore he waited for us to teach them. Okay,